Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Laurel Fike, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During this season of Lent, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together every day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from the Book of Belonging. A Peculiar Parade. Matthew 21, John 12, Luke 13, 19. Yeshua is also called Jesus. The rock goat stopped grazing to stare. The wild dogs trotted alongside, their eager tongues lolling. The falcons circled low and curious. The strangest procession was meandering down the road to Jerusalem. Students and scholars, rich women in their finery, fishermen stood with their stooped posture, lepers and beggars and children and animals, all falling behind Yeshua, who walked slowly and deliberately as if the dusty road had been enrolled for his purpose alone. But what is his purpose? That was the question on everyone's mind as they tramped and chattered along like ducklings trailing their mama. I just watched him resurrect Lazarus, squealed a woman, her fine jewelry clinking in excitement. Do you think he'll have more miracles? He's going to gather an army, growled one man to the other, gripping an old spear. Count me in. If the power machine fails, we'll belong together again, hissed one beggar to another. For generations and generations, God's people had shared the old stories and asked the old questions and wrestled, wondering, is God still with us? Is God still good? Are we still loved? What about this Roman power machine? Are we forgotten? Have we forgotten? Someday God will send a rescuer, the old story said. He will ride a donkey into the city. He will rescue the people and create a new palace of belonging. Someday God will return to the city. Someday God will free them. Someday God will bring a new king down to earth. God had destroyed a power machine before, rescuing them from the Pharaoh. Was Jesus the new Moses? Was this the beginning of another great rescue? Nobody knew for sure. But when a donkey was brought to Jesus, he climbed on it, and the crowd's excitement bubbled into a frenzy. The procession continued, picking up more followers with every village they passed. The people began to sing and dance, waving palm branches and throwing their cloaks on the road. Hosanna! Hosanna! They sang. Rescue us, please! Blessings to the new king! A group of religious leaders hurried up to Jesus as he sat atop the donkey, calming it as the crowd surged around him. Correct them, he sputtered. Hush them! The talk of a new king would only anger the power machine, but Jesus shrugged, dismissing them. If the people don't cry out, then the stones will. And it truly felt as if the stones just might cry. The joy and expectation seeped out from the crowd until it felt as if even the trees were dancing, the rocks singing, and the clouds humming along. It seemed this strange celebration would not be contained. It tumbled out and bumbled and closer to the city, without the order of any frills you might expect from a royal procession. The songs got louder, the dust cloud grew among the stomps and whirls as the ragtag crowd spilled out over the road. But if you had been there, you would have seen Jesus' face. You might have noticed something. Amid all the swirling celebration, Jesus was weeping. He stared at the grand city, at the center of the promised land, where God had promised Abraham so many years before that God would bless the whole world. Tears streamed down his face, soaking his beard. Bless, oh, sweet city, you may have heard him sob. Oh, my people, you think you know what peace is and how I may bring it. You don't understand, do you? And they didn't understand. Do we ever fully understand what God is up to in the mix of heaven and earth? But on trudged the donkey, with his rider weeping and the crowd singing out. A most peculiar parade indeed. The word of the Lord. I wonder if anyone saw Jesus crying, what they would wonder he was crying about. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.